Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast. You give you an overview of everything nerdy that happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. Spoiler warning, if you've not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch it, and join us again for the fun afterwards. Explicit content warning, this material may not be suitable for all listeners of all ages, so you have been warned. What up, what up, what up, my motherfucking nerdy peeps? How is everybody doing? Christian, how you doing?
Mint, how are you?
I am pretty all reet. Yeah, buddy.
Pretty all reet. Yep. What does that mean for, like, the listeners who don't know what that means?
It means all right.
All right. Can you elaborate? Like, are you not good? Why are you not great? Why are you not bad?
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, all right, then.
just all right.
Just,
you know?
All right. Fair enough. All right.
Or all reet. Yes, sir. So today we got obviously another podcast for you, but we will be talking about Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle. It was a pretty wicked movie, if I must say so myself. Christian, how did you like it?
I thought it was a very good movie. It was excelente.
Excellent. I'm not Spanish for you people that don't know.
Mucho betero experienceo.
And for you noobs that don't know, that's Spanglish.
Because there weren't very many people in the theater.
Oh, it was so mint. It was so mint, guys. I was so, oh man. Gives me a raging heart on right now. It does.
Well, like, the thing
it's
is,
pretty exciting.
Like, it was like pretty funny before the movie because, like, coincidentally one of our friends was there. And, like, so we were, like, fucking with her and stuff. It was pretty funny. But, like, she hella sneezed, and I was like, bless your soul. And then, like, these people in front of us were like, oh, jeez. Like, and then we started fucking with them as well. So it was pretty funny.
It was funny because Jenny is, like, that's our friend that was there. And she is a short lass, right?
She's a hobbit.
And they were, like, two rows behind us. And Christian, I think, was sitting in front of her. And she couldn't really see above Christian's, like, pure lethal quiff, right?
Right.
So what did her friend resort to is getting her booster seat. And we were just having her life over it.
But
was
she
so
loved
funny.
It, too. So.
It was funny because, like, she, like, super creeper, like, so she posted on Facebook that she was at the theater with us, even though it was not even an intentional, like, meetup. Like, it was just like, oh, a happy surprise kind of thing. Like, and so, like, she posted that. We were just, like, having her life over it. And then she, like, hella creeper just, like, takes a picture of me text or, like, messaging on the Facebook status, like, super creeper status. Like, something out of a horror film that, like, I'm behind you, bitch. Like,
she was, like, Facebookception because she, like, posted on Facebook about Scott posting on Facebook.
It's just a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, it was weird. And then, like, like, it was funny because these people sat right behind us, and I was like, you could fucking sit anywhere in the theater, but you sit right fucking behind me. And then they moved because I was too tall. It was great. I never thought my height would come in handy like that.
But then they sat in front of us.
Yeah.
Those sons of bitches.
I wanted to put my feet up.
I know, me too. So, if you guys live in, like, the Elk Grove, Sacramento area, we went to, like, the UA Theater, right? Which, like, their seating is not, like, really adequate anymore. Like,
it's not up to
so, like, movie theaters, like, nowadays, they're, like, up in their game, right? They're getting, like, luxury loungers. They're serving beer and alcohol. Or not alcohol, but beer at, like, the theaters.
Some
even,
sort
like,
of wine.
Even, like, UA, like, has adapted to that. Like, they, if you look, like, at the concession stand in the corner in, like, a little, refrigerator, like, cooler, there's, like, beer in there. But, like, their seating sucks. But, like, the Century Theater apparently has gotten luxury loungers. I hella want to go now.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, we'll be going to the theater quite a bit soon, so.
Yeah. So, once we experience that life, we'll let you guys know about it.
But it's probably good, like, because it made it so there were way less people at this theater.
Yeah, dude. There was, like, nobody there. Like 30 minutes, like 20, 30 minutes. Like, we like to get to movies early so we can get, like, good seats.
Yeah.
And so, like, 20, 30 minutes early, like, it was just us and, like, our friends there. And then, like, some people, like, way, like, in the front. or whatever. And like, it kind of like filed in as a movie was about to start. But like, even though it was maybe like 20% of like, not even that, like, no, I would say like 10% of the seats taken.
There were like 25 people there. Yeah. Maybe. So
like, I'm pretty sure they could like fit like a couple hundred. Yeah. Like, or like at least like 150 probably.
Right.
I would have to guess.
I think there was probably only...
We should count the seats one time just to know.
I think there's probably only one point during the film where it's like you got irritated about people making noise. But
No.
I thought like I heard someone like, make noise and like you looked and I was like, oh, is he irritated about that?
No. It wasn't during the movie. It was like right before. Like they came in like hella like talking and shit like that, like before the movie had started. And I was like, I was just like wondering. I was like, fuck, are they going to sit there and talk the entire movie? So if you guys have like never listened to our podcast, I'm really, really big on like movie theater etiquette. Like, don't fucking talk during a movie, man. Oh, or text. I threatened Christian's life over this because he's been talking to New Last. Like, he's like attached to his phone nowadays.
Whoa,
so like,
well, hold on.
Whoa. You know it's true. Don't try to take the piss. So or
you're
know.
The one taking oh yeah
don't try to play the biggins, right? You know, don't be that guy. So he's attached to his phone now. I looked over and I was like, you better not be texting during this movie. And he was like, dude, you can't even see. Like, he was planning on texting unless I said
absolutely was not.
You were.
I can show you the text that I said, I'm about to watch this movie, I'll text you afterward.
Probably because after I
no,
said
it was
something
way before you
oh
said
yeah
that.
Dude, yep. I'm sure,
but I did turn the screen down just in case I checked it or something because I knew you'd kick off.
I would appear kicked him in the face. That's what I would have done. You think your face is fucked up now, mate? Just right down. I'm done with you.
Hey, man. My face is fine.
It is.
So, but yeah, we did go see Kingsman, as we've been talking about. The
Golden
Circle.
Yeah. That's what the point of this was. But no, back to my main point, right? Theater etiquette. Don't talk. Don't like overly laugh like you're just it's so annoying. You know, everybody's had like those movie theater experiences where like there's somebody that like overlaughs, right? That like puts their entire being into it. Like their entire soul, like they take a piece of their soul, they rip it out and they fucking turn it into like laughing energy and they fucking exert it into the fucking theater. And I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Oh, yeah. Like it's so awful. Like,
yeah, if you've ever heard
that Guardians of the Galaxy, the second one.
Oh, dude.
But that wasn't the only one. There were so many. There's so many occasions. I remember Doctor Strange. There was like people laughing like that. And it's like, guys, is it? It's not even that
like
fucking
if
funny,
if
like.
If you know you're like a big laugher, you know, like that's fine. You know, I'm not trying to be like a dick and tell you how to laugh, but like at the same time, like, you know, like sometimes I overly laugh when I'm trying to piss off my friends, like.
But not on movies.
Like okay, it's so like say if like we're playing a video game and I'm just taking the piss, dude. I will overly laugh at my friend Mark because he does it to me and it really pisses me off. So I'll do it to him just to piss him off. It's a never-ending circle. But like those are occasions where it's fine, you know. But in a movie theater, when people are trying to concentrate and like watch a movie and enjoy their time, like I like to watch it in silence. I mean, I might look over at Christian and be like, oh damn, that was crazy. But like
yeah,
that's
but we
it.
Don't talk like yeah. Like, we're not sitting there discussing it or fucking just like laughing because we're laughing. Like it's so ridiculous how people
right.
do that. So.
Oh, and don't use your cell phones.
Yeah, that's.
I will see the light. It doesn't matter if you dim it. It's in a dark fucking room, guys.
Right. Yeah. Christian. He's talking about me. I didn't even pull it out though. So
yeah,
you know.
Good job. Fist bump.
Didn't whip it out.
I don't know if you guys heard that, but that was us.
Yeah, we fist bumped.
Bumping the fist.
I'm trying to find like the first. We did a Kingsman review, right?
Did we now?
I think we did the first one.
I don't know.
I don't remember. What was it, like 2 years ago?
A long time ago.
Probably didn't.
Nope. I don't think we did. So why are you trying to find it? I'm confused.
Because I was going to tell people they can listen to it. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you guys want to look through our directory and something of the Kingsman nature catches your eye, go listen to it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if any other of like the 200 and something episodes that we've done. Yeah, you can go
yeah,
listen
like
160. To
yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No big deal. Oh, yeah. By the way, happy birthday to us.
Yeah, we turned 3 years old last Thursday, September 21st. That's the first time we ever did. Some days, the Nerdy Boys, we were born onto the internet.
We are darn on to the interweb.
Yeah, we did. If you've listened to us, you know, as you should, obviously, we've done, we did videos, and they were pretty fucking terrible, but they live on YouTube if you want to go find them.
Oh, God. We do have, like, some reaction videos, not so bad. We really need to get back on doing some YouTube stuff. We're pretty lazy, guys. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed that, but, you know.
See, it's, I don't think we're lazy. It's just, like, you know, sometimes we don't find the time or, like, we don't think about it. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean.
But anyways, all right, without further ado, we will get into the Kingsman podcast now.
Yes.
Yeah, buddy.
So, Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
What'd you think?
I thought it was a very, very, very good film.
Very good film? Wow, that's a lot of varies.
That was a lot of varies. No, it was very enjoyable. I think, like, it story-wise wasn't as good as the first one, but I think it had just as much, like, pretty good action and comedy and stuff. And there were actually a lot of good, like, emotional beats in this movie that, like, made you feel in the feels, which was good. The first one had quite a bit as well, but I think this one had more than that. So,
right.
But yeah, I mean, we got introduced to a lot of new characters. I think Channing Tatum, like, you thought he was going to be in the movie a lot more than he was.
Yeah, like, I definitely thought he would be.
But from what we got, like, he was actually really good. Like, I haven't watched a lot of things with Channing Tatum in him. I don't know how good of an actor he is, honestly. Like, but I know a lot of people like him. Scott is very upset about this.
No. Well, I don't care.
Yeah. Do you like Channing Tatum?
He's a pretty good actor. Okay. I enjoy his work. I don't know. A lot of people just think that he's just somebody, like, very nice to look at, you know?
Well, he's an attractive man.
He has, like, a very, the way he reads his lines, though, kind of gets to me sometimes.
Oh, like, very rehearsed, like, obviously rehearsed, or?
Right.
I don't know.
Or, I don't know, it's like, just the way he reads, I don't know, it's very, I would have to point it out to you while he's doing it.
Like,
I don't think he does it as much anymore, but I remember, like, I used to, like, watch some of his, like, older, I think it was, like, Step Up or something like that.
It's like, does he, like, phrase things, like, the same every time?
Yes.
Like, that's how, I never watched the show, but, like, when I used to live at my grandparents briefly, like, they would watch Bones all the time, and, like, the female lead, she says her lines the same exact way every fucking time, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
I think she's awful.
Yeah, like, Channing Tatum did, like, a lot of that as well.
Yeah, but we also got a new character, that Pedro Pascal played. Whiskey.
Ah, yes.
He was Oberyn Martell in Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, neat. He played an American cowboy. Yeehaw, boys.
Yeah, he had like a whip, and he had like a lasso, and
yeah, it was really cool. He's really cool.
He's pretty badass.
Yeah. I've noticed that in both Kingsman films, the villains were American. I don't know if that's on purpose or not, but.
I don't like this.
What do you think of Julianne Moore as the villain?
Neither here nor there, really. Like, I mean, it wasn't like she was like some like they. I think they just aim to use like very like weird, quirky villains.
Yeah,
like they're not trying to use like powerful villains that it's like overly hard for them to take down.
Right, she's just like really smart. Like,
right.
She like wasn't very difficult to defeat, obviously. But I thought Julianne Moore's performance was very good.
Yeah.
You know, I thought like the character was pretty interesting overall. Like she entertained me.
Right.
So I like that. But we
what?
Were you thinking of the president?
Oh no! Oh. But damn, that's hella funny too.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But we also saw the return of most of like the characters from the first one, the important ones, Colin Firth. Farrell, one of the two, you know,
yes.
Was back as Harry. You know, he was like hallucinating butterflies most of the movie.
Yeah, but it was quite hilarious.
Yeah, quite like seeing him back. Eggsy is great as always. Very, very Londonish.
Yeah, bruv.
Bruv, yeah.
Yeah, super London right
super,
there.
Yeah, and all his friends too. You're like, these guys are Joel.
I know, right? You know what's like really funny though is like my mate from like London, David, mm-hmm. Like he does not talk like that.
That's interesting.
He talks like really proper. Like there's like two different type of like London people. It's like more of like
I'm sure there are more than two.
Well, like, yeah,
London's pretty big, so
yeah. They're I think he's like from like East London. They're probably like from like some other part.
Probably West London.
Yeah.
Or like North London or South London. There's so many parts of London, guys.
There's four.
But yeah. Jesus.
What?
I have no idea what my computer is doing. But yeah. What'd you think of like the story of this movie?
That was, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it was like overly like it wasn't like an overly great story, but it works within the confines of like,
well, it doesn't Kingsman. Need to be either. Yeah. Like the movie really is like, it's not a movie you should like think about too much probably.
Yeah.
Like it like there are subtle moments where it's like really good, but it's like, it's really for the action, for
the comedy,
things
the
like that.
The quirkiness
like,
of it right. all.
But it, like, even so, it's like still not overtly comedic, you know? Like there are definitely funny parts, but it's like it's still like dramatic, you know?
Yeah, I felt like the first Kingsman movie, like that story was better.
Yeah,
because like you're being introduced to everything, and like, but like this one is just now he's just the spy or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And now they're just going on their mission.
I quite like him as a spy as well. Yeah. Like it works really well. His Swedish girlfriend was like kind of annoying at points.
She was hot.
Yeah, she's hot. So, pretty much the plot of this movie is drugs are bad.
Yeah.
and the president's like, let all the criminals die. And Scott kept looking at me like I would be that president.
No, I was thinking of Daniel.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
You think Daniel would let him die? He would be. Yes. He'd be like the first person infected.
No, because he doesn't do drugs.
I mean, maybe not anymore. But he used to. He doesn't have a problem with recreational drug use or anything like that. Marijuana, ecstasy, anything like that.
Dude, he's weird like that. Yeah. But I think it was like a direct, like kind of like they're probably trying to take the piss out of Trump, to be honest with you.
Maybe, but this movie was filmed way before Trump. Way before his president, yeah.
Probably. Because
he just became president like longer now, but. Like a year ago, almost, but
yeah. What is math?
I don't remember.
What is time?
I don't remember. This year's gone by so fast. Like
it has.
So, but yeah, I mean, I guess there's not a whole lot to really talk about with this film. Like, it's like a lot of action.
No, dude.
A lot of comedy.
How funny was it though? Like when they were at the little concert. Was it a concert? No, it was
festival.
Like a festival. Yeah, it was like a festival.
Little drug addict festival.
He slipped her the finger. I felt that was like Christian right there. I was just like,
and then he's like, oh yeah, I've actually got a girlfriend later.
Yeah.
So
wicked.
Yeah, I would have probably felt bad if I was dating someone and I had to do that. I would have been like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. But that girl was pretty hot. Like you never know.
Nah, I don't think you would.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
I'm pretty lame like that. But
nothing lame about it.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't do it either. All right. So what'd you think about Merlin?
I love Merlin.
Like he like sacrificed himself at the end.
Yeah,
it's like a little bit sad, but like the way he went out was like a G and like he's like singing and like trying to mend. It was so funny though. Like what'd you think about all that?
I loved it. And he was singing almost Heaven, West Virginia. Which, you know, I lived in West Virginia and that's actually on their fucking sign. Dumbasses. Swear to God, when you drive into West Virginia, it says welcome to almost Heaven, West Virginia.
So, okay. So yeah, obviously that was like maybe like there's supposed to be like the emotional impact, like part of the movie.
Yeah.
But how like cool is like that whole like ending battle scene? Like you have like Elton John going all fucking crazy and shit.
Oh my God, Elton John was so good in this movie.
He was so fucking hilarious, man. And like out of nowhere, he just like starts beating everyone's ass and shit like that. Oh dude, it was so fucking funny, man. And then like you have like the robot dogs, like were kind of cool. Like,
yeah, and they're like, Elton John is a friend.
Elton John is a friend. Kill Elton John.
That was fucking awesome. But yeah, fucking Poppy was fucking just crazy though, like with her henchmen and stuff. I don't know how she still had henchmen after all that shit. Like she made the dude eat his pal.
Yeah, like, I mean fear rules people though. So she rules out of fear.
Right. I did think the president was pretty interesting. Like he was pretty funny to be honest. But like still like pretty fucking awful president, and maybe maybe like they did change some of the writing or whatever to like make him emulate Trump more, but like I don't think Trump would be that bad, if I'm honest. Like, I'm no Trump fan, but I don't think he'd be like, let the drug addicts die, like, you know, or like the recreational drug users. He's probably a recreational drug user, if I'm honest, you know.
Probably. So how pointless was like that one dude though? What was his name? The guy that was like
Jeff Bridges character.
Well, I don't know his fucking name.
Oh, like the leader of the statesmen.
No.
Oh.
The dude that was like he tried out for the Kingsman, failed, and then now he's like trying to kill
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Is his name Jeremy?
Sure. We'll go with Jeremy.
Like he was. I mean, he had a point in the movie. Obviously, his metal arm like infiltrated them, and that's what led to like essentially Kingsman getting blown up, which was pretty fucking sad when like Eggsy's house got fucking blown up with his mate in it. And his dog.
And his dog. That was fucked up.
Yeah.
That was fucked up.
I know.
I was like, man.
But I like how, like, you know, they had, like, the American Kingsman, pretty much, or, like, the Statesman and stuff. And now, like, they're opening, like, a branch in, like, Scotland with, like, like, where they're making whiskey and stuff as well. So.
And then, like, like, at the end of this movie, right? Because, I mean, other than that, I mean, there's nothing really left to talk about in the actual movie. But, like, so at the end of the movie, right, we have, like, like you said, they open the the Scotsman part of it all or whatever, and then like you have like Channing Tatum in London, like dressed like professionally and stuff, like just like the London Kingsman.
Yeah. So maybe he's joining the Kingsman.
Yeah, instead of the Statesman. I don't know. Well, no, they merged, right? Yeah. So they merged.
Oh yeah, and Halle Berry also became the new whiskey.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we didn't really talk about whiskey other than how cool he was. Like, did you expect him to be a traitor?
Not really, but as soon as like Harry was like, "Oh, he's a double agent," like I was like, "Oh, he's right," but like nobody's gonna believe him because he's fucking crazy.
So you actually did believe him, like you actually thought he was correct, or you just thought like maybe he was like hallucinating a little bit?
No, like as soon as he said it, like I was like, "Oh, that's what's gonna end up happening is like he's gonna become like a double agent pretty much, and like." You know, everybody's gonna think Harry's wrong, but he's gonna turn out to be right, kind of thing.
Right.
But
so, like, what do you think about? Like, I mean, he technically wasn't a double agent, right?
Right.
Like,
he wasn't working for
the Golden Circle.
He just like wanted to let drug addicts die because drug addicts killed his wife, I guess.
Yeah. So, would you like? Do you think that was like properly motivated or not?
A little bit contrived, but overall, like, it makes. Sense, I guess. Yeah. It wasn't as properly motivated as maybe you would have hoped, like, but like, because it kind of was like sprung on you, like he's like, oh, he's a double agent, but it's like obviously like we would never think that because he's killing all these Golden Circle people, you know.
Yeah,
but
so he like, wasn't exactly a double agent.
He just didn't have to anyone.
Yeah, like, he just had his own agenda for the Statesman,
right?
And he was acting alone too, that's the thing as well,
right?
So it was like, so, okay, now that we got that. So, yeah, Channing Tatum now probably I guess now they're adopting each other's, like, styles or whatever.
They'll probably have a big role in the next Kingsman.
That's what I was getting to. So, like, do you think they just come up with, like, some new crazy mission for number three? Or obviously, I think there will be a number three. Do you think there'll be number three?
Yeah, there'll be a third one. I mean, I've never read, like, the graphic novels or comic books or anything like that. That inspired these films, so I don't know like where they might go from here, but it, you know, obviously it will be missions and things. It'll be a lot like James Bond kind of, but like more humorous, more like crazy action kind of thing. And
yeah, I think that'd be super sick though. Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, I would definitely go and watch a third film. I think it'd be awesome. You know, hopefully they start working on that sometime soon,
right?
So what would you rate this film?
Are we doing grades or, like, out of, like, 10 or...
We could do out of 10, I guess.
9?
Yeah, easily a 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, this movie was super good. A lot of humor, a lot of action, you know, pretty good story.
Yeah, I think the humor and the action are about the same as the first one. I think the first one's story was better, so I give the edge to that movie. But either way, they're both super enjoyable. I'd watch them both, you know,
like recreational,
you know. Yeah. So... I do think the first one was better, but I quite enjoyed them the same. So
yeah, I would have to give the edge to the first movie, but the second one's very, very close. Like,
how funny was the recreation of the manners maketh man scene?
Dude. Oh, man. That was fucking great.
Yeah.
That was so awesome. You expect him to, like, I think that was, like, what made it so much more funny. Like, if you watch the first film and then you watch that scene, you're just expecting him to, like, whoop their ass. And all of a sudden, he just fucking, like, starts hallucinating and gets his ass whooped.
Right. It's so funny. I quite enjoy that. Like,
manners maketh the man.
Yeah. Do you know what that means? Well, let me teach you a lesson.
Well, let me teach you a lesson.
And then he just got his ass kicked, so. Did you think there was, like, you know, like, or do you think that, like, the drug thing was used, like, more as, like, a joke? Or do you think, like, that was actually, like, a message of the movie is, like, you know,
I think
careful
a bit of both
with what you do.
A bit of both.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit of a joke and then a bit of, you know, hey, guys, don't do drugs.
Right.
Or it's this, like, bad shit can happen to you. Who knows?
Right. Like I remember, like at the end of the movie when like, his mates were hanging out and he was like, I'm never touching that shit again or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, like, if you guys enjoy, like, recreational marijuana usage or whatever you do, like, in your own life, like, that's fine. But, you know, you got to be careful.
Just stick with the weed if that's what you're going to
do,
man.
You never know what people are putting in your shit.
Yeah, if you guys are going to go, like, get weed and stuff, go to, like, the cannabis club, get your card or whatever, because you know it's, like, safe weed.
Right. It might be spending a little more money, but, you know, it's not going to be laced with some weird shit.
Right. So. Yeah. So that's all we got for the Kingsman 2 Golden Circle discussion. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Thanks for staying. If you guys have stayed to this point, if not, go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding. No, but please follow us on all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. We also have an awesome website designed by Christian himself, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. Yeah, make sure you guys go follow us and share with your friends and family, and then make sure you guys go rate us and leave us a review if you would be so kind to do that on, you know, iTunes or Podbean or wherever you guys find us, Google Music, Play Store. We're on a lot of different platforms, guys. And also make sure that, you know, if you have friends or family that are interested or a dog that's interested in this sort of thing, you know, share it with them, you know, who knows?
Yeah, but don't put headphones in your dog's ears. Like, that's not okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just, like, play it through your sound system, okay?
Yeah, well, assholes. Anyways, guys, that's all we have for you guys this week on Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your host. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
Here at MBR, we have one simple message to leave you with, and that's stay nerdy, boys.
Pew, 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 pew. Bow, bow, ching, ching.